From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from the Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier told VOA that troops are clearing the city block by block, then handing the cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. Iraq's lawmakers are preparing to negotiate an end to the country's month-long political paralysis. Addressing Parliament on Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on lawmakers to set aside their differences until the fight for Fallujah was over. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. And look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kam said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. And look. Dakar.
Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced civilians in Syria caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen in a fight for an area measuring only 25 by 55 kilometers. This is VOA News.